We're Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces. We're going to lay down some of the tone and fury in 50 Chicago Blues for you. Are you with us? Yeah. All right, we're going to start with an original tune. This one is called I'm Gone. Hit my stride when I'm planned to stride. There's no downside. Feelings amplified, and I can't be satisfied. A V-twin red light, shot to look fine. Sailing red light brings a smile to my mind.
Serious harp action from Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces. That was lifted from their new live album. And to tell us all about it, I am joined by the main man, Phil Coyne. Phil, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me, and g'day. G'day to your listeners.
It is our pleasure to have you along. Congrats on the album. I must say that it's on pretty heavy rotation at Cassidel Steven at the moment. I'll get to that in a tick, but first I want to ask you, how was Echuca?
Oh, Echuca was amazing. Echuca was fantastic. It's like, it's the thing that I look forward to. It's like my Christmas time, mate. It was really nice playing with this outfit because it's been a few years now since, you know, Electric Blues Collective's played there, but I've been playing with Paul Buchanan but this outfit, so the Wayward Aces is sort of, you know, it's a lot. It's all my show. It's like 100% of my writing. The band contribute heaps of music, and it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's our thing, and it's all out there, mate. And so Echuca was an opportunity to see how well it landed, and it bloody landed great. Oh,
good to hear. Look, I really need to pull my finger out and get down there next year. Alrighty, I'm going to get back on task. Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces live at the Melbourne Blues Society was released 25th of July. First question, why a live album?
We've recorded a few times in a studio, and we were going for that sort of chest sound, and we got it, and it felt awesome. It felt really alive and really vibrant and stuff. But then, when we play live, it does feel different. So the live album was an opportunity, I guess, to try and see if we could capture some of that sound, some of that vibe. And, yeah, Rob Dillon from Embass did a great job of, recording it, mixing it, and then mastering it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Sounds like you're there. Do you feel extra pressure performing when you know you're being recorded?
Yeah. Funny, because I mean, on the album, you know, we talk a little bit about it. MBAS is not, so Melbourne Blues Appreciation Society, it's a concert. And that's not a regular sort of, that's not, you know, a regular gig for us. And, right. And so when you're sitting in front of, so when you're at MBAS, you know, you, everyone's seated and, you know, so there's not a lot of dancing and you can't see if people are tapping their feet. And so it's a bit like you really got to be on your game in terms of music and in terms of timing and in intonation and all of that sort of thing, because it all matters in ways that a regular pub gig it doesn't.
I was gonna ask you about that because I thought it was a sit down show.
We'll be right back.
Is the album representative of your current set?
Well, actually, funny you say that, because since the start of the year, we've brought bass in. So we're actually working on a fuller sound.
Right.
And I guess that means there's not as much rhythmic harp in there. And also the bass means that there's more space for the guitar to sort of to take other roles, you know, and to feature in a more lead sort of sense. So what we're doing now is absolutely derived from that, but we're taking it, I suppose we're sort of creating a bigger sort of set or a bigger stage for it. Yeah.
Right. On the album, there's only one that I hadn't heard before. What influenced the selection of songs?
To be honest, we were looking at the gig, so that audience and what would appeal to the audience, as well as, you know, what we thought was really sharp.
Right.
You know, like it's a blues audience. So, you know, we were sort of concentrating on the stuff that they'd appreciate, because, you know, you've got to play to your audience. Otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, look, in that sense, yeah, the song choice is very much defined by, you know, who we'd expect to be listening to us and who, and what we think they'd appreciate. Yeah, we could get that wrong. but for the most part, it seemed to go over pretty well. Yeah.
If you were playing that gig, would you be able to modify it on the fly? If you thought it was falling a bit flat, would you be able to change it up with something you hadn't planned to play?
Probably more the way we'd play stuff. I mean, certainly the set list we've got is big enough that we can, and it's varied enough that we can go, oh, okay, so this is a crowd that wants to dance. Okay, let's pull out some more dancey sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, again, set list is pretty broad, so we could say, okay, cool, well, they're more chilling and they're really, you know, more into the sort of slower and more emotive sort of, you know, material. Yeah, yeah. But it's funny. Putting a set list together and matching that to the crowd is a real art, you know, and that's the one that I'm sort of figuring, you know, the more you play this stuff, the more you play, the more you realize how much you don't know. Like, yep. You think, I'll learn to play harp and that'll be fine. Oh, now I've got to learn to sing. Oh, now I've got to learn how to put a set list together. You'd never stop, mate.
Oh, mate. All right, we'll take another track. I say another, but the odds are pretty good that it'll be more than one. Phil Coyne, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much, Stephen, and thanks for having us. And, all the best to your audience, and love to catch up with you guys at your way someday.
Oh, we'd love that too. On Jump Children, Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces, live at the Melbourne Blues Appreciation Society.
This is for the dancers in the room. And worse and die. Though we know it had to end, was up to me to say it then. Now right and wrong is a blur, but all I did was say the word. Was red hot, couldn't die. All that was left was to call time. Never worked from day one. Knew I weren't cut out to be your one. We knew it was running dry, so I guess saw me and cry. Baby, you go first. Baby, you go first. Don't you count on my first. Oh, baby, you go first. This how the end I care. Well, it left me feeling. Neither brave enough to say, looking at each other to end. baby, you go first. Oh, baby, you go first. Don't you count on my effort. Oh, baby, you go first. My desire and I care. Well, it left me feeling. We'll be right back. Killer Down. Gonna wreck my-